Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The internet continues to shape how we do business. It's where prospects decide who to buy from, you or your competitor. Welcome to Generation Web with host Matt Dalby, the live radio program that gives you strategies for smarter web marketing.
Welcome again, everyone, to another episode of Generation Web. Today, we have a very special program for you, entitled Exclusive Insights from Simpo's 2011 State of Search Marketing Report. And in today's episode, I will be speaking with Mark Engelsman, who will reveal insights from the recent Simpo 2011 State of Search Marketing Report, which I had the privilege of sitting in on a webinar last week, and it was very pleased with the information and the insights that were gleaned from that webinar, and talked to Mark and just had to have him on the show. So I'm very excited with what he's going to share with us today. With over 900 companies and agencies participating in the global online survey conducted by eConsultancy, the report estimates that North American search marketing industry will grow by 16% in 2011 to a value of $19.3 billion, which is up from $16.6 billion in 2010. Quick introduction for Mark. Mark is the Vice President of Client Programs and Services for Digital Brand Expressions, and he has over 25 years of experience in marketing and advertising. Much of his time has been spent in New York City-based agencies, where he has directed a range of business-to-business as well as consumer accounts. Since coming to Digital Brand Expressions, he has gained a reputation for his expertise in forecast-driven digital content marketing, including search engine optimization, paid search, social media, and the integration of online as well as offline marketing strategy and bringing both of those together. DBE, Digital Brand Expressions, is a long-standing member of Simpo and has contributed to many of its initiatives. This is the second year that Mark has spearheaded the annual search marketing report. He's also currently serving his second term on the board of directors of the Marketing Executives Networking Group, MENG. Mark, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Happy to be here.
During the show, if any of our listeners have a question for Mark, he can be contacted via email at M. Engelsman, and that's spelled M-E-N-G-E-L-S-M-A-N, at digitalbrandexpressions.com, or you can, of course, follow him and communicate with him on Twitter at Mark, M-A-R-C, underscore, E-N-G-E-L-S-M-A-N. Without further ado, Mark, I'd like to just dive into this report. Give our listeners a little bit of an overview and a better understanding of what SEMPO is. And SEMPO is an acronym, S-E-M-P-O.
That's right. It's for a search engine marketing professional organization, although these days we tend to think of dropping the engine part and just call it search marketing. It's a nonprofit organization. It's been in existence since 2002, and its primary purpose is to help communicate best practices in the ever-changing world of search marketing to various constituencies. And it's grown over the years, and it's become established, as I said, globally. There are a number of working groups. There's one in New York City. There are other ones across the country that people can participate in, as well as through the national website at sempo.org.
Great. Thanks for that overview. And I am a proud member of Simpo myself. Glad to be so. Simpo is, in my opinion, the premier organization when it comes to, you know, bringing search engine marketing professionals together. Been around for many, many years, and definitely very honored to have you on the show today. Could you share with our listeners a little bit more about specifically this State of Search Marketing report, how long it's been in existence, and kind of what it's all about?
Yeah, we actually started the State of Search Marketing Report in 2004. So this actually represents the seventh year that we've done the survey. It's obviously evolved from the questions, but we have quite a good database, a longitudinal database, if you will, of looking at spending over time. For example, when we started in 2004, we created the North American valuation of the industry as a whole and pegged it at around $4.1 billion. Now, as you just said in your opening, it's almost up to $20 billion in terms of what we're projecting for 2011. So you can see that it's grown, but we were able to have tracked that growth and have seen that growth. And even though 2009, 2010 were slightly hit by the recession, if you will, we still saw increases in those years and have been able to monitor and gauge the impact of search marketing as it impacts spending, particularly from an advertising perspective, moving over the years. And some of the questions we have trend for all those years as well, and some naturally we've had to adjust and add to or drop because of changes in the industry itself.
Okay. Could you talk to our listeners a little bit about the methodology for the report and the audience who was surveyed?
The survey is open to all members of Simpo, obviously, but also to anybody who's in the search marketing field. We do that by invitation. The respondents are given the survey results as their incentive. So there's no money, there's no sweepstakes or anything. These are people who are purely engaged, who want to help support the industry with their answers, but also learn what others are doing in the form of best practices. What's really interesting about the survey is that we collect and actually have two tracks of data that we have collected from the beginning, and that is one, targeting and capturing the insights of advertisers. We call them advertisers, but you can think of them as corporate clients or companies that are managing their programs either with an agency or alone by themselves. And then we create a separate track and track responses from supply-side respondents, which are primarily agencies in their structure. This way, we actually get a good view or vantage point perspective of the differences as may be seen by the companies and or by their agencies. And that perspective is something that's unique to the Simpo survey, something that we're very proud of and have continued over the years as we move forward. This particular year, we had over 900 respondents, as you said. They came from over 66 countries, so it represents the global mindset as well as that of North America.
Wow, that's great. Let's dive right into the report. Talk to us a little bit about, just in general, the state of the search marketing industry as a whole and any general changes or trends you're seeing compared to maybe 2010.
Well, the obvious trend that we've already talked about is in terms of the valuation and the spend that's going against search marketing being almost up to $20 billion. That's a remarkable increase. It's back on a higher trajectory than it was 2009 to 2010. So the investment continues to increase in search. And I should note that this year, as well as last year, we deliberately included social media as a piece of the puzzle. So we're talking about, when we say search marketing, we're actually including social media. So we have organic or search engine optimization, SEO, as one channel that we talk to. We also have paid search or pay-per-click. Search engine advertising has another channel, and the past 2 years, and included in this year's survey, was the social media component, where we look at the social media marketing aspects, both in terms of organic or natural, as well as their pay-per-click models that they've embraced. And that actually leads me to the second theme or surprising insight is the speed with which social has gained usage and application in both the pay-per-click model as well as in the use of social as a way to impact social search engine rankings and search engine optimization as a tactic. And then I think the other areas that I just do want to touch on that we can talk as we go through the show. One is that there was a surprising reversal of a trend of companies outsourcing their search and social needs. This year, we saw a marked increase in the number of companies saying that they were outsourcing versus the trend that we had seen over the prior 3-4 years, where companies were saying that they were moving more of those responsibilities and tactical initiatives in-house. So we saw that as a significant shift this year versus prior years. And we also are beginning to feel that search engine optimization as a tactic, one of those three that I mentioned earlier, is beginning to mature as that tactic, and companies are beginning to budget more directly for that, and they're beginning to treat it as more of, as a necessity or a critical component of their overall marketing mix. And those are basically the four areas that we found particularly interesting. I'm sure we'll get into more of it as we talk through tonight.
Okay. We have about 1 minute till the break, and after the break, we'll definitely get into more detail. We're going to definitely drill down into the different areas you mentioned, Mark, just for our listeners, SEO or search engine optimization, paid search or pay-per-click, and social media, those three different channels. And I just want to make a comment that I think it's very leading edge of you guys to start including social in these reports. Certainly from my perspective and with our clients and my experience, definitely continue to see social play a bigger role. And so for what it's worth, I appreciate you guys doing that. Always see you guys as definitely leading the charge in terms of these initiatives and insights thereof. So when we come back, I want to jump right into talking about SEO or the search engine optimization aspects of the report and the insights that you guys gleaned from that. And of course, to your point earlier, Mark, the differences that you saw from the agency side of things versus companies. So we'll be back in just a few minutes here.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. The modern world has experienced fundamental era changes from the industrial age to the information age to the age of complexity. Technology and globalization are rapidly changing the world we live in. Yet our way of thinking and the conversations that drive our decisions are stuck in the past. To find prosperity, business and communities need the skills to learn new ways of thinking and find the right conversations to move comfortably into the future. How can you sort it all out? Tune in to The Science of Change with Dr. Barbara Berry and Lise Inman, Thursdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Business.
You want to know the inside scoop on how today's leaders do business? How they hire and develop top talent? How do they retain top employees and customers? Tune in to Leadership Leverage on the Voice America Business Channel. Every week, Dr. Robert Denker will offer ideas and facilitate discussion with guests that will help shape today's up-and-coming leaders, as well as established leaders in their fields. Listen for Leadership Leverage every Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Business.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Generation Web with host Matt Dalby. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to matt at genwebmarketing.com. That's matt at genwebmarketing.com. Now, back to Generation Web.
So if you're just joining us for the first time today, we are speaking with Mark Engelsman, who spearheaded this year's SEMPO's 2011 State of Search Marketing Report. And before the break, we were just kind of talking about some of the key highlights and surprising insights as well from this year's SEMPO report. We want to go ahead and dive into the topic of search engine optimization, as that is one of the channels that was addressed in the report. In 2011, Mark, what are some of the top reasons companies are planning on and continuing to engage in search engine optimization?
What was interesting in this report, and you know, we have all these beautiful charts in this the report itself, but I'll try to give you some of the highlights in terms of pure numbers, because that's what the survey is about. The company said that the most important objective that they were trying to achieve through search engine optimization, 42% said drive traffic to the website, and that was the highest number. It was followed by 29% who said generate leads. What's interesting is that that was a little bit of a shift from 2010, where companies actually said generating leads was the higher objective at 34% versus driving traffic to the website at 32%. And then actually falling behind that were selling products and services, increasing brand awareness, improving customer service, customer satisfaction. So in those buckets, clearly driving traffic to the website was the most important objective that they were saying was their goal, and followed closely by generating leads. But a significant difference between 42 and 29%, as you know. One of the interesting findings is when you look at what the agency said their clients were trying to achieve through search engine optimization, 38% said generate leads, and that was the higher number. So you see a little bit of a disconnect between what agencies were saying the important objective was for their clients and what clients said their objective was. There, though, the second most important objective was driving traffic to the website, and that was a lot closer, 34%. So they were pretty even, but they both grew from 2010 somewhat proportionately. So that was one area where we see a little bit of a shift in one of the values of the survey and looking at what companies are saying versus what agencies are saying.
And any thoughts as to why that might be, why the difference between the responses on both sides of the house there?
One aspect of that, I think, is due to the fact that perhaps agencies who are being paid and clients who are paying them have a little bit higher expectations or are demanding a little bit more proof of performance in terms of return on investment. So rather than just accept more traffic to the website from their agency, they're saying, okay, show me what we're getting for it. Show me the leads, show me those pieces. So because they've made the investment in the agency, they're looking to extract more in terms of the objectives from the agency.
Interesting. Yeah, that makes sense. The report states, quote, SEO activities increasingly concentrated in the hands of SEO specialists rather than generic digital agencies. I had a question why that might be the case, and it seems like you probably answered that question already. Kind of why the specialists are more being, SEO is more in the hands of specialists than generic digital agencies these days.
There's been a move by digital agencies. I don't know if you saw the news the other day that Publicis, which is a major agency conglomerate, just purchased Rosetta. They already own Razorfish, but they just purchased Rosetta, which is a well-known search marketing firm and specialty in that particular area. So I think what you're seeing are the more generalist agencies, and particularly those interested in digital, acquiring or trying to acquire and catch up to the specialties of agencies like Digital Brand Expressions, is where our focus is primarily on the search and social space and not on other traditional marketing.
Okay. Any other key insights that you would like to bring to the surface and share with listeners in terms of SEO, new things that you're seeing in that specific channel?
Well, one of the things that we see overarching is that while it's still the most utilized of the three channels that we've been talking about by companies, it does seem to have dipped a little bit, and I don't know whether it's statistically relevant in that regard, but you do see that the number of companies saying that they're engaging in SEO declining a little bit. It had traditionally been in the 90% range, and this year it came in around 86% of companies saying that they are engaged in SEO activity. And we saw a little similar dip in the paid search side, whereas we saw a little bit of an increase on the social media side. So what this indicates, it's not earth-shattering, but at 86%, it's still significantly higher than the paid search at 79% or social media at 74%. But it does seem to have kind of reached a maturation, as I mentioned in our early opening remarks.
The SEO aspect of search.
Correct.
Companies. Yeah.
Okay. Correct. So it's still highly utilized, and the same holds true for the agencies that are engaging in the area, although they seem to have built up more fast in terms of their activity in social media, which went from 68% to 74% from 2010 to 2011. And at 74%, it's closer to the 83% of those doing SEO as well.
Shifting to the discussion of paid search, or pay-per-click as it's also known, what are some of the top reasons why companies and then also agencies are engaging in paid search currently?
Here on the paid search side, the numbers are much more aligned with what we thought we would have seen with the optimization, in that companies primarily are looking to generate leads and or sell products, and driving traffic, the website falls way down on that list. So generating leads was 40%, selling products, services, or content directly online was 35%, and driving traffic to the website was only at 19%. The agencies followed were similar, 35% in terms of, 44% were looking to generate leads, 36% selling products, and 16% driving traffic to the website. So here you see alignment, but you also see much more return on investment orientation, as companies that are spending money doing literal advertising are looking to get investment back off of that.
Okay. Any thoughts as to why that might be? Because that is a big difference between why agencies and companies are doing SEO versus paid search. Thoughts as to why there's such a gap there in terms of the reasoning behind it, the goals behind the two different tactics?
I think, again, it comes down to where they're spending money. Pay-per-click is clearly a media spend, so the value of it is clearly in the fact that you can track the results online through these pay-per-click engines, whether it's Google or the Search Alliance, Yahoo, Bing, or Facebook or LinkedIn these days. And I think that actually gives added incentive to marketers to utilize them, but also gives them the ability to put a direct ROI on it, much more so than they can with, say, print advertising, which is more CPM-based and is actually more loose in terms of what it drives in terms of actual leads, actual sales, et cetera. So there's a better ability to connect the dots, and I think the objectives are reflective of the fact that they can connect the dots.
And, of course, search engines go out of their way, for lack of a better way to say it, to make sure that advertisers can track every aspect of that type of marketing as possible. Whereas with SEO, of course, the search engines don't really care that much, if you will, that one business is ranking over another. They want money to be spent on clicks.
Sure. I mean, everybody has to remember that Google's model is the pay-per-click. That's where they make their money. But the reality is that most people don't click on the paid ads. They click on the natural listing. So, you know, Google's incentive is to get people to keep coming back to Google is to give them higher and more relevant results.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, that's why companies that are really looking to have an impact need to be working and utilizing an integration of optimization and paid search and social to really make sure that they're covering all their bases and are not being lost in the shuffle of one versus another.
Well said, Mark. Well said. So according to the report, it seems as if agencies and in-house search marketing professionals at companies are more in agreement when it comes to paid search, and that's really interesting to see, as opposed to with SEO, a little bit different alignment. And I appreciate you kind of touching on that, because that's one of the things that definitely stood out to me as I read it, that was a just something that stood out, and it was very noticeable. When it comes to social media, let's shift gears to talk about social media a little bit. And we just have a couple of minutes till the break, so we'll be able to just begin to talk about it here briefly and then get it going to more depth after the break. But again, the same question as it relates to social media: why are companies and agencies doing it currently in 2011? What is their main objective in doing social media? Of course, it's a newer form of marketing, and so this is very interesting to learn from the report why people are doing it.
Just to kind of give a quick headline before we head to the break, the answer is almost diametrically opposed to why they're using optimization and paid search. They're not looking to generate leads or sell products with social, nor do I personally believe they should be. Rather, they're looking to increase their brand awareness, increase their reputation, and then maybe drive a little bit of traffic to the site and maybe do a little bit of support for customer service.
Okay. There's been a lot of changes in social media. Are you seeing the impact of social media on search increase from what it was last year?
Absolutely. There's a lot of evidence that particularly agencies are feeling that impact more than the clients or companies. We can talk a little bit more about that. I want to pull up the actual data because I do find it's interesting. So if you give me a moment, maybe I can use the break to find that and we can come back and talk about that.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, if you're just joining us for the first time today, we're speaking with Mark Engelsman, and Mark headed up this year's SEMPO State of Search Marketing report. Very insightful report about the state of search marketing worldwide, really. And you said, Mark, was it 66 countries?
66.
Yep. 66. That is quite not every research report can say that. but if you need to want to reach Mark, you have a question or comment for him, you can follow him on Twitter at Mark, M-A-R-C, _Engelsman, E-N-G-E-L-S-M-A-N. Of course, you can also email him at mengelsman@digitalbrandexpressions.com. We'll be right back after the break.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
The generation of the web is now. Your competitors are on the web, your prospects are on the web, and they're looking for you. So, are they finding you, or are your competitors getting the business you deserve? Tune in to Generation Web with your host, Matt Dalby. Gain critical insight that your business simply can't live without. Generation Web airs live Thursdays at 4 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time, 2300 UTC on Voice America Business.
Technology is intended to improve our lives and solve the world's problems, but technology in itself is a complex myriad of concepts, ideas, and security. How do we sort it all out? Tune in to Technology Today with host Ajay Gupta. The program will go inside the world of technology with innovators, engineers, CEOs, and government officials. Our topics will include green technology, healthcare technology, and cybersecurity. Listen every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Tune in to It's Your Money with host Bill Pfeifferlich. You'll get an eye-opening education about some of the misconceptions of the financial world. If you are a business owner, working professional, or successful American, you will benefit from the information on our program. Our guests will include financial service professionals, international tax and estate attorneys, and CPAs. We'll identify solutions that you can implement now to get the most of your money. Tune in Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for It's Your Money on Voice America Business.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
You are listening to Generation Web with host Matt Dalby. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to matt@genwebmarketing.com. That's matt@genwebmarketing.com. Now, back to Generation Web.
Mark, before the break, we were talking about social media and a very appropriate marketing channel to include in this State of Search Marketing report. Talk to us about social media and its, the reason why companies are doing social media. You had mentioned before the break that it's very different from why companies and agencies do search marketing.
Right. And, as I was saying before, it really isn't to sell products or to really generate leads. I think companies and agencies do see social as a softer, indirect way to impact their marketing efforts. And so, the idea of enhancing brand awareness or visibility, plays up. It's like 51%. So as a total, it's 2-3 times what they say the other objectives are. And then you move into the idea of perhaps driving traffic to the website at 19%, maybe doing a little bit of customer service support, which some companies have totally embraced and have totally moved to that social media model. But I think that's still early on. But you see some growth in that as an objective for social. But they're clearly not utilizing it, companies or agencies, as a direct ROI vehicle. It's very much an indirect and much more softer in terms of the metrics, although the metrics do exist. For social, they're very different than those for search engine optimization or paid search programs.
Okay. And talk to us a little bit about, and this has been a hot topic lately, all over the web, really, and not just lately, but it seems to be picking up, how social impacts SEO and then also how it plays in with and is expanding into pay-per-click.
Yes, it's interesting. I think agencies, particularly who are state-of-the-art and have the staff and the skills and are deeply engaged in social media across perhaps many different clients as opposed to the clients who are singularly focused on their particular situation, have seen the impact and have embraced social media as a way to not just have a presence on, say, Facebook or others, but to be able to leverage it in connection with their other online and offline marketing efforts. So you see agencies are integrating sweepstakes or other promotions online through YouTube or through Facebook in ways that clients are, I think, getting to, but most are not as well-versed in those applications. And the same applies to the impact of or the use of social media, blogs, again, some of these other outposts like Facebook or LinkedIn, as it may be able to impact this organic search engine optimization issues and rankings. And there's a good rationale for now, including social, not just for that brand awareness, but for the way it can impact these other efforts as well.
Okay. And were there any sharp shifts or changes this year compared to last year as it relates to social?
In terms of the impact, we did ask the question, how much impact has the rise of social media had on your clients and search engine marketing? And what we're seeing is a definite increase in terms of the number of respondents who are saying that it had a moderate or huge impact. And that number is now up to 80% of the agencies said that social had a moderate to huge impact on their client search engine efforts or search engine marketing efforts. Interestingly, clients asked the same question. Only 52% of them put it into that moderate to huge impact range. So you see again here where I think the agencies are a little bit more leading edge in terms of evaluating and utilizing social as part of the mix.
Okay. Were there any differences spanning across the three channels we're talking about and the three channels that the report touches on, and that is, you know, SEO again, paid search, and social media? Were there any differences between the findings related to B2B versus B2C, or business to business versus business to consumer? And is it relevant if there were any?
Well, let me ask to your first question, which will answer your second question.
Okay.
Which is, there really isn't a whole lot of difference that we found. I mean, we did have a good mix of B2B and B2C clients, as well as agencies who specialize in B2B or B2C or handled both. Surprisingly, even in the area of social media, there was not a marked difference between their use and adaptation of social media as a channel, as a tactic, between B2B and B2C, which I think runs against the grain of maybe perhaps some thinking out there that says B2B really is not a social media environment. But the people that had responded to our survey, now granted it's biased because they're search marketers by the nature of their participation, but they seem to have equally embraced social as well as they have paid and search engine optimization.
Okay. Of course, all of these tactics, it's very important, for our listeners, whether you're a marketer listening to the show today, whether you're a vice president, a CEO, a small business owner, it's always important to measure any type of activity you're doing. And that's one thing that sets this type of marketing apart from, you know, more traditional types of marketing, offline marketing, is it's very trackable and measurable. And the report touches on that. It goes in depth in terms of how agencies and businesses are measuring results related to these different channels. Talk to us, Mark, about some of the insights that were gleaned from the report and the respondents on that note.
Yeah, there are a number of different metrics that the companies utilize, and what's interesting is to me is that sometimes the metrics that they're using don't always align with the objectives that they're stating that they want to achieve, particularly with social media, where you have people talking about measuring brand awareness and the like, or, you know, what are the metrics? You know, that's the objective, is brand awareness. And so they'll tell you that 73% say brand awareness is one of the three most important metrics that they look at. And then they say customer engagement is at 65%. And then they put site traffic metrics down at 39%. And, you know, unfortunately, we don't have the ability to ask, but how they're measuring brand awareness, I think that's a tough question. I don't think that all these companies are going out and doing focus groups or doing, you know, awareness studies to really determine the impact. And from what I'm seeing is that I think, you know, while they say brand awareness is an important metric or customer engagement, those are really soft measures that are not easy to measure as much as, say, site traffic metrics or click-through rates or actual conversion rates or things like that that really apply and come to the fore when you're talking about search engine optimization and paid search.
Okay. So it's basically, specifically, social media is, you know, companies are saying it's important to measure, and they are measuring in certain ways, but it's questionable how that's even being done, right?
Correct. I mean, okay. we asked the question what the three most important metrics are. This is how they responded in terms of, you know, brand awareness, customer engagement, but we're not sure exactly how that is really being measured. It's not clear. So, you know, that's one of the areas where moving forward, we're going to want to try to get a better handle in terms of really what metrics, what numbers are they using, you know, how are they using to gauge this?
Okay. I've heard of some companies, and you and I talked about this, Mark, when we spoke previously. I've seen and know of companies that use the NPS or the Net Promoter Score to measure some of this. Do you have any thoughts on using that as a metric to measure, for instance, maybe social media? Is that a valid measure?
I think it can contribute to the Net Promoter Score. I agree with you. I'm a believer in the Net Promoter Score as a good metric, because, you know, as you know, it's based on people who will actually recommend you or your service or your company to others with a high degree of level of doing so. So you're kind of removing the neutral people, and the Net Promoter Scores, the positives versus the negatives, right? So, and I think social does impact that component to a degree, but I don't know that you can attribute the Net Promoter Score directly to social any more than you can attribute it to any other of your marketing efforts. The only way to really look at that, I think, is to say, if you're doing everything that you did before and just added social in as a new piece to your marketing mix, then I think you could equate changes in your Net Promoter Score or other things that you may be measuring as a more of a result of adding social as a tactic. But if you've added in multiple things, if you've changed your spending levels in terms of your advertising, in terms of your paid search, if you changed your, you know, launched a new website and did new optimization, then I think you have to kind of package that all together and say, well, it had some impact, but what it directly had, very hard to say.
Ceteris paribus, all else held equal, right?
Yes.
Keep everything fixed and just test some different tactics and see what impact it has. Yeah.
Correct.
That's a great approach. I want to give the listeners an opportunity to, we're coming up on another break here. Could you share with the listeners how they're able to get this research report that just came out?
You have to be a member. If you didn't participate in the survey, you have to be a member of SEMPO. And joining, actually, SEMPO just reduced its member rates. It only costs $125 to join SEMPO and to get all the benefits of SEMPO, which include discounts and other items. And it includes access to not just this year's survey, but all the surveys from years past. The other way to get it is to sign up for a subscription with the consultancy, our partner, who did the survey for SEMPO. Quite honestly, that subscription is going to be more than signing up for SEMPO. So unless you're really interested in getting a lot of research, then the better route might be to sign up for SEMPO.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that with us, Mark. And we'll be right back after the break to talk about some closing comments related to the report, as well as looking to the future.
Great.
Business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Are you looking to soar with the eagles instead of being grounded with the turkeys? Why not have a gorilla help you out? Listen every week for Innovate, Leap Out of the Bowl with host Joby Dixon. Joby has made a living out of helping organizations and individuals become more creative, inventive, and innovative. The show closely parallels Joby's book of the same name. It'll include the process to innovate, how to rewire your brain for creativity, exercises, case studies, and more. Tune in to Innovate, Leap Out of the Bowl, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Business.
Intense and intelligent. Catch Kevin, unscripted and uncensored, keeps you informed of the ideological, theological, and economic war being waged against the United States of America. Kevin Lehman's bold and brilliant style challenges your deepest held beliefs and provokes you to ask the hard questions. Religious, scientific, political, or financial, Kevin is holding the establishment's feet to the fire. With high-profile guests that include politicians, economists, theologians, and business titans. He'll demand truth over tradition and facts over fiction. Full of passion, wisdom, and wit, Kevin's transparent and no-nonsense style make Catch Kevin unscripted and uncensored, the go-to show for real insight on business, politics, social issues, and breaking news. It's time to get real, America. It's time to tackle the tough issues head on. Tune in to Catch Kevin, unscripted and uncensored, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Generation Web with host Matt Dalby. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to matt at genwebmarketing.com. That's matt at genwebmarketing.com. Now, back to Generation Web.
Yes, and welcome back. We are speaking with Mark Engelsman, who headed up this year's Simpo's 2011 State of Search Marketing Report. Been talking about some very insightful data points that were gleaned from that report, from that study, as it relates to SEO, paid search, as well as social media. And Mark, I wanted to shift our discussion a little bit to, you know, talking about budgets and what companies are expecting to spend, maybe compared to last year or otherwise, just some highlights that you saw from the report in terms of budgets and spending in relation to search.
Yeah, the budgets, as we indicated at the beginning, I mean, the budgets are going up. Across the board, whether it's paid or organic SEO or in social. Social is going up at a higher clip because I think it's newer and the spend companies are definitely looking to spend more than they have in the past with optimization. The range was a little bit closer to in that same amount of money to slightly, you know, say 10% increase in spend versus in pay-per-click. There's a higher increase, and then in the social there's even a higher one. And the pay-per-click increase is largely due to the fact that the cost for clicks are escalating, and as a result of that, if you want to get the same amount of clicks off your paid search program, you need to spend more money. It's pure and simple. So that's driving some of that. But clearly social, a lot of people say that it's free, it is free to a point, but it does require investment in resources and time and staffing, and that's where I think companies are beginning to shift some of their dollars to.
More in the staffing resource side of things.
Correct. So, okay. But also I should note, and I wanted to make sure I make this point, there are also now spending money in pay-per-click. Facebook had a significant increase in terms of usage as a pay-per-click vehicle. It's now ranked third behind Google and the search alliance Yahoo Bing, and it's very close to Yahoo Bing in terms of that, and it could be seen as threatening Google's dominance in the pay-per-click field, and I think that's a result. So that's actually real dollars the companies need to allocate to spend as a media buy, not just as a social media, you know, engagement vehicle.
Okay. And as it relates to social media, and I don't know if we had a chance to touch on it, but, you know, you speak of these different channels that are emerging, that are growing in their popularity and their usage. Talk to us about some of the changes among the top social media outposts, as it were, as top social media sites.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to come as a surprise to the listeners that Facebook is still first and foremost on that list. And YouTube is in the mix, as well as LinkedIn and Twitter. And those, I tend to call those the big four. The difference this year versus last year is that the growth in those four continued at a good pace. LinkedIn, actually, if you look at it, is emerging and perhaps growing a little bit faster, if you're looking at percentage-wise, than Facebook. But, I mean, Facebook clearly is a dominant piece. To me, the interesting trend is that the other outposts, Foursquare, Dig, Wikipedia, some of these other ones that are there, really haven't gotten a lot more growth or traction as once thought. In fact, they may be receding. MySpace, no surprise, is in that category and is dropping like a stone in terms of its usage. So it seems that companies have matured a little bit in their social media usage, and instead of trying to be everywhere on all the outposts and doing everything, they're concentrating their efforts more on those big four outposts that I mentioned.
Okay. Looking to the future, what were some of the emergent trends that you saw in the report this year?
This is one of the areas where I think the SEMPO report and the survey as it was done is a real benefit, because it gives us a sense of where people seem to be moving. And an example of this is the rise of mobile internet. That both companies and agencies rank that as the most significant trend or technology that they see as being highly significant. So 40% of companies said that the rise of mobile internet was highly significant. And it was almost an identical number, although agencies were slightly higher, 47%. In that space. Interestingly, there was a little bit divergence when you get to the next most significant piece, which was, by agency standards, the rise of local search. 43% of agencies saw that as significant. 41% of them saw it, actually 43% saw it as highly significant. 41% saw it as significant. So that's almost 84% of agencies saying, you know, rise of local search is an important trend to follow. Companies actually pushed the rise of local search down to number five, and only about 62% of them conglomerate saw it as highly significant or significant, with only 26% saying it was highly significant. So that's a shift, and I do believe agencies are seeing local search rising faster than companies do, and that's a trend to be watching as we move forward. Some of the other trends that came to the fore were the idea of the personalization of search results. Both companies and agencies ranked that, you know, in the top box, if you will, as well as behavioral targeting. coming into this, and as well as integration with display and other channels. So those are the emerging trends. But as I said, what's most significant, I think, is the mobile, which everyone sees as coming, and the rise of local search, which I think agencies tend to be more focused on than companies at this time.
Any thoughts as to why that might be in terms of the agency's perspective and perception of local, in your opinion, closer to reality?
In my opinion, yes. I think the difference is because agencies are perhaps a little bit ahead of where things are at. They were a little bit ahead of the social media curve. I think they're a little bit ahead of the mobile curve. I think they're a little bit ahead of the local curve. And I think you're going to see companies next year, when we do the survey again, reacting and responding to the impact of these issues, and are going to be playing a little bit more catch up as they've been doing on the social side this past year. And you see the engagement level jumping on companies in social this past year. I think you'll see the same with local in the coming year.
Okay. Well, with 1 minute left in the show, Mark, I just wanted to give the listeners one more opportunity to find out how to get the Simple report. And I'll just let folks know, for listeners today, if you are not a Simple member, you can become a Simple member at simple.org. Is that correct, Mark?
Yes, that's
okay. SEMPO.org. And by becoming a member, you get access to a lot of different great valuable insights and information, discounts on different shows that are happening or conferences, as well as access to this and future State of Search Marketing reports that do come out. So if anyone doesn't need to reach Mark, please contact him with any questions or comments on Twitter at Mark_Engelsman, E-N-G-E-L-S-M-A-N, or you can email Mark at mengelsman@digitalexpressions.com. Mark, it has been a true pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for your time and your insights.
I appreciate it, Matt. I hope to do it again next year when the next report comes out.
We will we'll slot it in.
Great.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for listening to Generation Web. Please join your host, Matt Dalby, again next Thursday at 4 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time for another show full of great web marketing strategies on the Voice America Business Channel. Until next week, continue the discussion and get exclusive insights at www.genwebmarketing.com. That's genwebmarketing.com.